Erwin and I quit within a week of each other in the spring of 85. And after taking it easy for all of 2 or 3 months, we started Qualcomm in July of 85.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of people came immediately. And we didn't know exactly what we would do. For one thing, I decided, I'd been teaching actually. I formally resigned from UCLA in 75, although I'd stopped teaching in 73. I'd moved down here in 73 and came full time. But I stayed on as an adjunct, and then in 85, they gave me a regular appointment, but I said on a part-time basis because I do want to do other things. So I was a quarter-time professor for the next 10 years, roughly. I stayed with the UC system total for about 31 years, although only 10 years full-time from UCLA. And so I was keeping a little busy doing that, but this opportunity and the same guys, or I mean the cream of the crop, was too much of an incentive not to join. And so we started, Erwin will say in his den, but in fact I wasn't there because I was traveling in Europe. We were on a very nice cruise and I got back in mid-July. By then we had a palatial office over a cleaner, but we had at least 3,000-4,000 square feet. Actually, we had already contracted for a building, which we still have now own on Sorrento Valley Road, but it wasn't ready yet. And as it was a much faster start than Linkabit, where we had started in a dentist's office on the edge of UCLA. I'll just give you quickly the Qualcomm story. Started out with about seven people in the secretary. But we had a much faster start, although we really didn't have commercial work in mind on day one. We really went after moderate size government work and actually did one sizable data link for the so-called test ranges. It was a joint services program, Army, Navy, Air Force, for their test ranges where they would need very fast telemetry and messaging back and forth between airplanes and tanks and whatever. And then we did a number of satellite programs. One for, was then Philco 4, not Philco 4, but Ford Aerospace, which is now Loral, and another one for Hughes. And all of which were, programs that by the late 80s, the DoD budget was going down. There was one really interesting one in multiple satellite, low Earth orbiting, Global Star and Iridium is the descendant, but it was for the military, which was axed out for budget reasons. And because Aerospace Corporation didn't like it, or didn't like the concept, they were geosynchronous satellite oriented only. So those things were going on, but then all of a sudden, actually on day one, I received a call from a fellow who was working for a company called OmniNet and was trying to do a transportation as a product. Well, it's a very long story. Ultimately, out of that came OmniTrax, which is a two-way satellite communication system